This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense.
Okay, where did all that go? Anyway, hour number three, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
At G-Code, when you go to that website, when you go to tacticalholsters.com, you'll be very surprised and probably happy to find out how many different things they sell besides holsters. So check them out at tacticalholsters.com. A homeowner in Cleveland managed to go at least 2 for 3 against a trio of armed home invaders Monday, sending one fleeing for his life, one to the hospital, and another one to the morgue. One person is dead, another injured, and a third person missing after a home invasion on Cleveland early Monday. The 911 Communications Center received a call on Monday at 12:01 a.m. regarding shots fired at Springbrook Apartments, 2360 Blackburn Road. Cleveland Police Department officers responded to apartment number 93, where they found a deceased male identified as Adam Johnson, 18. It was later discovered that a male juvenile who fled the scene had also been shot during the altercation and was transported by a private vehicle to Tenova. Witness statements assisted investigators in determining that a home invasion had occurred in apartment 93. During the invasion, three individuals identified as Johnson, the male juvenile, and an unidentified male armed with handguns forced entry into the apartment. At some point during the incident, an occupant in apartment 93 shot Johnson and the male juvenile. The third suspect fled the scene and is still being sought by the police. That is not a unique circumstance for a home invasion. Home invasion crews numbering 3 to 5 or even more suspects are relatively common, especially in the bigger cities. And in most of these instances, each and every suspect is armed with some kind of weapon, typically going to be a handgun. And while shotguns are devastating at short range, they typically suffer from low onboard ammo capacity, leaving a homeowner in a precarious position when fighting a group of home invaders. Handguns are less powerful than shotguns. Recently police shot at suspects 7 times and 8 times before the individual the officer fired upon went down. If it takes a moderately well-trained police officer 7 or 8 shots to knock down a perceived threat, then how many rounds do you think you may need to defeat an entire home invasion crew composed of 3 to 5 individuals? Suddenly, those standard capacity magazines holding those 15 to 19 rounds, that are common to many handguns, don't look as if they're carrying any extra ammunition, do they? In this particular case, I would have had to have reloaded my Glock 17 once. Then the 30-round magazines common to many carbines seems really quite reasonable when you look at the context of an individual fighting to defend his family against an entire home invasion crew. Firearm designers built the guns that they did with the magazine capacities that they did to suit a specific purpose. And maybe, just maybe, some busybody lawmakers could maybe sit down and stop acting like they know much of anything at all when they clearly do not. What many people would refer to, like here I have my Glock 17, my Agency Arms field gun, And here is a 17-round standard magazine. Notice that in the gun, there is no protrusion from the bottom. This is the standard magazine. I do have what they call the happy stick, the 33-rounders. And when I take off and go far-flung places, I carry a couple of those with me. But this is the standard magazine. This holds 17 rounds. Okay, so with one in the chamber, I have an 18-round handgun right here to begin with. But in this particular case, very likely to stop them, it would have taken more rounds than I have in this gun as it is set up, just based upon historical precedent. So all of a sudden, what a lot of the bad guys, and when I say bad guys, I say the gun grabbers, when they call this a high-capacity magazine, the standard capacity is not enough. And it's the same magazine. Standard capacity. 30 rounds is standard capacity nowadays on the AR-15 magazine. When I was in the military, we were coming into the tail end of, we still had 20-round magazines. That was originally what was standard. But that's because prior to that with the M14, 20-round magazine was standard. So they came with 20-round magazines for the AR or for the M16. And the M16, they found out that the ammo doesn't weigh that much, so they could go to the 30-rounders, which then became standard. So, in the event of a home invasion, and I've seen all kinds of video presentations and everything, where they actually get out and make it sort of they fictionalize it, but what they do is they'll be dealing with a home invasion crew coming in, just two people, in California, okay? California has a magazine capacity limit, I might add, of 10, okay? And to dramatize what they're doing, they'll have a home invader coming in the front, they'll have a home invader coming in the back. And the home invader coming in the front, who's going to be on drugs or something, or even just on adrenaline, just jacked up naturally, he's going to come through and you're going to shoot him 8 times. And you're going to miss some. You'll be missing some of the shots. So you exhaust the magazine taking this guy down, and then the guy comes through the back door, and since most people are not what I would refer to as tactical trainer types that can make those magazine changes and make it look like a sleight of hand, there's going to be, well, the homeowner's going to get shot is what it boils down to. He's going to get killed, and then the family gets killed, and then everybody gets killed. And one of the bad guys gets killed. Magazine capacity matters. Magazine capacity is set up the way it is because of the task that the gun was designed to do. That's why they set them up this way. In the old days, 7 rounds was enough in a 1911. As a matter of fact, that was cutting-edge technology. With one in the pipe, that was 8, that was 2 more than your typical revolver. And, that seemed to be enough, but with the advent of the double-stack Wonder 9s, capacity now has exploded, and we get the benefit of it. So, in any event, get one of these or something with a higher capacity as your home defense tool and keep it handy. Because in the event of a home invasion with a home invasion crew, this is going to be barely adequate. As high speed as this is, shot placement will matter, lots of things will matter, but you're going to be in a gunfight and you need to have some capacity. Bear all of that in mind. When we get back, we are going to talk about a swatting that just occurred in Bakersfield, California. We'll be right back.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time.
S3FSolutions.com.
In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
quality and a degree of modularity that is almost unheard of in most gun items out there. Because most of the time they're wanting you to buy more stuff. Not so with G-Code. They're almost a victim of their own proficiency. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. The gun grabbers have done a very good job of making everybody paranoid when it comes to what they see. And they've also made it to where, a lot of people probably making a lot of mistakes with some of the things that they do see. And that's problematic. I'm going to explain. See, there's this guy. His name was Roglio Serna. He's a very upset person because a paranoid woman and her husband in Bakersfield, California, swatted his 73-year-old father to death, falsely reporting to 911 that Francisco Serna, a man in the early stages of dementia, was armed with a revolver. We get this from some newspaper. Which newspaper is it? Which one? Anyway, some newspaper. I don't know which one. 73-year-old man in the early stages of dementia was killed by a Bakersfield police officer after a neighbor called 911 and erroneously reported the man was carrying a revolver, authorities said this past Tuesday. The officer fired 7 rounds toward Francisco Serna, who died just feet from his home. But when they searched Serna for a gun, they found only a dark faux wood crucifix. Roglio Serna, his son, said, "My dad did not own a gun. He was a 73-year-old retired grandpa just living life. He should have been surrounded by family at old age, not surrounded by bullets." The shooting early Monday has sparked anger and grief in the San Joaquin Valley and drawn questions about how people respond to the elderly and people with disabilities. It prompted Bakersfield's newly named police chief, Lyle Martin, to address the criticism and reveal details about the incident. He said, "I cannot tell you enough that this community is affected by Mr. Serna losing his life. This is a tragic incident." About 12:30 a.m., a woman arrived at her home in the 7900 block of Silver Birch Avenue, the same block as Serna's home, and began removing items from a vehicle. When Serna approached her, he was acting bizarrely and had one hand in his pocket, according to Martin. Police said she saw a black or brown-handled object that she believed was a firearm. She ran inside her home and told her husband to call police. The husband told a 911 dispatcher that a man outside had a revolver and had brandished the weapon. First things first. Thank you, California. Thank you, mainstream media. I cannot tell you how much this means. You've lied about the non-existent gun violence in the epidemic in the country for so long and so convincingly that these dim-witted twits saw this doddering old man walking around with their hands in their pockets and you mistook him for the boogeyman. Mr. Serna is dead because a moron imagined she saw a gun, and her lying coward of a husband embellished her delusion into a revolver being brandished in a 911 call that amounted to nothing more or less than this couple swatting an innocent old man. But they weren't done yet. Two police officers responded just after 12:40 a.m. as officers and couple stood outside. The woman spotted Serna exiting his home across the street. Martin said she pointed toward Serna, saying, "That's him." And then they rushed inside their home and closed their doors. So, having now lied to the police about Serna having a gun and sicking the officers on him, they bravely ran away. The Sir Robins of suburbia. The officers, unfortunately, gave credence to these gun-imagining cowards, and they treated Serna as a credible threat. His dementia is perhaps affecting his ability to comprehend and react appropriately to police commands. Francisco Serna was set up to die by his neighbors. So the officers took cover. Serna kept both hands in his jacket and continued walking toward police, who ordered him to stop and show his hands. Serna ignored the officer's commands, they said, and when he was about 20 feet away, after ignoring commands to stop, Officer Reagan Selman fired 7 rounds at Serna. Serna was struck and fell in the driveway. He was pronounced dead just across the street from his house. Officials said that about 30 seconds had elapsed between the woman identifying Serna and the officer opening fire. By then, 5 more officers had responded and saw the shooting. None of the other officers fired any rounds. It was Selman's first police shooting since joining the force in July of 2015. He and the 6 other officers were placed on routine administrative leave. I'm fairly certain there will be a very thorough investigation of Officer Reagan Selman's actions, along with an assured public character assassination that will portray him as a bloodthirsty, trigger-happy monster. Okay, I get some of this, but here's my question. Where is the outrage for the 2 liars that conjured up an imaginary revolver, claimed he brandished it, and sent 7 officers on a collision course with an innocent old man? Yes, Officer Reagan Selman did pull the trigger that killed Francisco Serna, but it was his officers, it was his neighbors who aimed the gun at Mr. Serna's head, and they should be named and shamed for the lies that destroyed 2 families, Mr. Selman's and Mr. Serna's, both in time for Christmas. They'll be sitting around talking. They're probably thinking that they did a good thing. Swatting is something that I think is going to have to be addressed at some point, with criminal repercussions if you get it wrong. And I know some of you are going, but Bill, that's you know, innocent till proven guilty, right? No. No. If you get it wrong and it costs somebody their life, you're wrong.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is a class of the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Recently, an Atlanta police officer wrote an opinion piece for the Noonan Times Herald, vigorously defending armed self-defense. It's very clear that this cop is a street officer, not an officer confined to his desk. So, verbatim, from the Times Herald.com, we have this. My sergeant and I interviewed the homeowner, assuring him his actions resulted from fearing for his life against serious bodily injury or death. A responding investigator queried as to whether we had coached the victim. But our position was more about the proper assimilation of facts and fears than dishonest motives. No point in the victim being a victim twice. The next day, the body of a young man was found behind the homeowner's shed, killed by a single gunshot wound to the chest. It was later determined the deceased was part of a three-man robbing crew that had threatened the homeowner the previous day and had committed over 30 burglaries in the area. There was no need to interview the homeowner again. Self-defense yesterday, justifiable homicide today. Police and armed citizens are natural allies. Both have an interest in a lawful and safe society. They tend to support and reinforce each other. A society that maintains the rule of law has low homicide rates. Societies where the rule of law is weak or missing have high crime and homicide rates. Such societies are dangerous for both police and armed citizens. There are no such lawless societies where the right to be armed is acknowledged by the government. And even in states that are hostile to gun rights, most street cops are sympathetic to armed citizens. The police have seen the result of disarmed citizens all too often. This Georgia police officer has the right idea. Celebrate armed citizens as part of society that maintains the rule of law. Societies that don't have this dynamic tend to accumulate more and more power in the government, and there's less and less of that residing with the citizens. So armed citizens usually see police as specialists who work for them to assist in the maintenance of the rule of law. Most police see armed citizens as allies and or equals. That kind of an attitude prevents police power from becoming dominant. That keeps us from having a police state. We've seen this with the Police One surveys from 2013. Most of these street cops like having us armed out there. They know that we are the ones maintaining law and order. We get this... Get this from townhall.com. We've got over 50 electors who want a briefing. Except all of these electors are almost all Clinton electors. There were 10 of them who were demanding a briefing on the alleged Russian interference during the 2016 election, but that has now swelled to over 50, and most of them being Democratic electors for Hillary Clinton. 54 of 232 electors for the former First Lady are demanding outgoing Director of National Intelligence James Clapper provide them with the information about Moscow's meddling, which is still mere speculation, prior to voting Monday. Today's the 15th, 4 days from today. We get this. Separate from Mr. Trump's own denials of Russian involvement in the election, the confirmed communication between Trump's aides and those associated with the Russian election interference activity raised serious concerns that must be addressed before we cast our votes, the letter reads. While electors from Colorado, Massachusetts, and New York have signed on to it, Politico notes it does not include former President Bill Clinton or Governor Andrew Cuomo. Both are electors for the state of New York. Christine Pelosi, daughter of House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, was among the original 10 to introduce the letter. Chris Supran, an elector from Texas, is the only Republican to sign the letter, and it is doubtful that they will actually get any sort of briefing on any sort of sensitive information that probably requires top secret clearance. Now, the Colorado electors, see, some of these electors, they want to go out there, and this is all to keep Trump from being elected. The Colorado electors, Hillary won that state. Hillary won the state. So they should be voting for Hillary. But they know that Hillary lost. What do these electors think they're going to find out? These electors are like this couple in Bakersfield. They've been watching too much and listening too much to too many things, and they think there's something there, so they're demanding a briefing, except you don't demand an intelligence briefing, even if you're an elector. One of the reasons Pantsuit didn't get elected is because she let sensitive information out, too. Now, nobody has yet to explain. See, if they could say, well, all of the voting machines looked like they were hacked. And I want to vote for candidate A, and it would say D got my vote. Okay, now we're on to something. That's something concrete I can look at. That's something I can say, well, okay, I see what you're saying. But getting out there and saying that they influenced the election, how did they influence the election? By letting out certain things like, well, you know, we got this going on, we got that going on. Letting out all these unsavory details about how there was collusion against Bernie Sanders. How about that? How about all of, you know. All this other stuff, all these things, all of Podesta's picadillos that were out there. Getting out there and doing an embarrassing information dump. We're not talking data. Okay, data's raw numbers, all that other stuff. We're not talking data. We're talking about what they were doing. We're talking about all the underhanded things that were going on. We're talking all the embarrassing things about Sidney Blumenthal and all these other things that were going on. Podesta had a Gmail account. Tell me first before. One, they're not going to get it. There's going to be no briefing. There will be no briefing. You do not call the DNI and get out there. And notice that the two biggest electors in New York State, former President Clinton and Cuomo, did not sign on to it because they know this is not going to change anything, and they're not going to get it. They know it. Clinton has been there before. Cuomo has his own counterterrorism force. You don't get out there and demand briefings and then get them. That just doesn't happen that way. That does not happen that way. I am afraid. When we get back, we're going to talk about what NPR has been warning about for quite some time. The Democrats didn't listen to. Democrats did not listen to this, and this is going to affect them for decades because now they've got to start all over again. In a lot of ways, they've got to start all over again. And then if we have time, we're going to get to Paul Krugman. Well, because Paul is he's out there now, and he's saying that this is illegitimate and EIEIO, all this other stuff. Because he's mad because the one that should have been coordinated didn't win. Understand? You get that? We'll be right back.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. We can all go do a Google search and find articles that warn Democrats that their urban-centered strategy would eventually sink them. And now we are at one of those moments. In March of 2016, NPR touched upon how the Democratic Party was slowly being eaten from the inside, especially at the state and local level, where the GOP had flourished under the Obama presidency. The president has done next to nothing to encourage a Democratic offensive to retake the ground, because he is a narcissist, after all. After the 2016 election, the GOP retained Congress, won the presidency, clinched 69 of 99 state legislatures and 33 governorships. The Democratic Party, the legacy, the true legacy of Obama, is that the Democratic Party has been decimated under him, and Democrats have a mere 4 years to reverse historic gains made by the GOP at the state and local level. What is heavily underreported? The state and local elections are some of the offices where economic impacts are felt immediately. State legislatures redraw congressional districts with offices like county commissioner and or slash executive, secretary of state being springboards for higher executive office. Scott Walker followed that track. He was a county executive who became a governor and then became a presidential contender. These offices have untapped power, and the Democrats have ignored them. Moreover, as with Walker and others, they form the talent pool from which new leaders of the party emerge. Some Democrats know this, but it has fallen on deaf ears. Mara Liasson, who wrote the NPR post, noted that if Democrats refuse to venture past metropolitan areas, they could be left out in the cold. And if you flash forward to November the 9th, that is exactly what happened. It's not only bad timing and gerrymandering that have hollowed out the Democratic Party. Mo Elathy, a former Democratic National Committee official, says Democrats have never put enough effort and resources into state legislative offices, and Republicans, on the other hand, make those races a top priority. Too many Democrats live in cities. And this is another problem that makes it easier for Republicans to draw congressional and state legislative districts that disadvantage Democrats. Democratic voters are clumped together in urban areas. You could say that for the purposes of winning elections, Democratic voters are just not efficiently distributed. And it's why even in red states like Texas and Utah, there are cities that are solidly Democratic, and why lesbian mayors were elected in Houston and Salt Lake City. When Democrats cluster in and around cities, they win local elections, but that doesn't help them win suburban or rural congressional seats. This November, the stakes were very high for them. And they didn't win the White House. They lost just about everything they tried. And they look like they are truly out in the cold now. And there is city dwellers. I know there's some of you that listen in the cities. There are city dwellers that don't understand that there is an America that exists outside the Beltway. And those bubbles that dominate the liberal bastions of power, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, which angrily got a seat at the table this cycle, they're tired of being ignored. They're tired of suffering under economic hardship. Hillary Clinton, like Romney, did not resonate with these people, partially because her one campaign thought that white working class voters weren't worth the time. This proved to be a fatal error, and because Democrats only focused on their voters while mocking and viewing with scorn those who aren't like them, we now have the Republican Party being the dominant political force in the country. And they got swallowed up in the working class. Instead of Krugman, let's talk about this this Department of Labor leader they're looking at. Andy Puzder, the CEO of CKE Restaurants, which owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. This is a guy that Trump has picked to run the Department of Labor. And you would think that the Department of Labor would want to see more people laboring, but instead, under Obama, it's been ensuring that as few people as possible actually work. So the liberals whine fest about Puzder, this guy that Trump has nominated, as opposed to the liberals' wine fest about every other Trump appointee, is based on the fact that Puzder's career has been centered on the kind of jobs that provides the foundation for careers. Entry-level minimum wage gigs that teach you the basics of how to be employed. And Mr. Puzder endangers the liberal scheme to turn those jobs into permanent gigs for people who don't want to improve their skills and subsidize them with a mandated artificially high wage, confident that those serfs would forever vote Democrat. My first job was as a part-time bagboy. And when I finally got to go full-time, my first hourly wage was $4.25. I had that was the only job I had for a very long time. And I've had other jobs, and not all of them were great jobs or particularly fulfilling jobs. But I earned some money doing them. And it introduced me to interesting people, taught me how to work. Best job I had was in the military, where I had to work with America. And well, learning experience, and I appreciate everything I have today. But all of those jobs were never meant to be the end-all be-all for me. And a minimum wage job is not meant to be a $15 an hour job. A beginning job is not meant to be a career. Puzder is right to oppose an artificially high minimum wage. Crummy first jobs are supposed to be just that, a first job. If you're trying to feed a family on minimum wage, Well, maybe you shouldn't have a family because you can't really run it on minimum wage. You can't afford it, can you? Especially in California, where the idiots in Sacramento seem determined to substitute their bizarre ideology for the economic truths of the market. You go to a fast food place and you often see adults working, and that's terrible. Where are the young people? They're probably off doing activities designed to impress admissions officers, but foregoing the lessons they need after they leave their college safe space. So, you know, when you graduate from law school, you're not a partner. When you graduate from OCS, you're not a colonel. You start out as something, and you start out as something low. The great thing about Andy Poozder is that he realizes the proper role of entry-level jobs, and it isn't to let people tread water forever by taking advantage of an artificially inflated minimum wage that will force an employer to pay them more than they are worth. That's no way to live your life. You should be always looking to go up, up, up. Maybe Mr. Poozder can help change all of this, because everyone should be able to look back on a crummy job from a better one and feel a sense of accomplishment and maybe smile. Smile at how far they've lifted themselves. We will be back in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Everybody be safe. Merry Christmas. Season's greetings to you. This has been Lock and Load.
Friendship with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.